Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 24th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Very first up is, well, happy birthday, Mom. I hope you have a good one, even if you don't listen in every week like Dad does. And then, of course, we have our news from Mike Hagan and the Nikonians Academy. Now, due to the popularity of our travel workshops to the American Southwest, we have added a few more for later this year. We have scheduled a second trip to Moab, Utah for September 15th through the 18th, 2008. Additionally, we have scheduled a new photography workshop to Monument Valley during September 22nd through the 25th of 2008. So look for details of these new workshops to be posted this week at www.nikoniansacademy.com. And our D300 workshops are selling out all over the US of A, and everyone wants to know how to get the most out of their autofocus system. So Mike thought he'd give us a quick tip on using the D300 autofocus for action photography. Now, the AF system on the D300 is very advanced and produces some stunning results, as long as you have it configured properly. Mike recently went to a go-kart track in Kissimmee in Florida, and he wanted to give the AF system a run for its money and thought that that was a good opportunity to do so. So this is what he did. He set up the autofocus sensor so he could track one specific go-kart. In this particular case, he was aimed at the driver in the red shirt. Now hopefully these pictures themselves will be posted, so check out the blog to see if you can get a hold of those. Mike got down low to the track and photographed the go-karts as they approached with his D300 and a 28-75mm f2.8 lens. His ISO was set at 1250, that is 1250, so he could get shutter speeds around 1/500th of a second or so. Now, the first tip for configuring your autofocus system is to set your AF mode selector to dynamic area. Next, set your autofocus servo switch to AF-C. And third, set your custom settings menu item A3 to 21 points. And finally, set your shooting mode to continuous high frame rate. Now, if you have trouble with any of those, check out your manual for those particular settings. Now, when you've done that, hold down your shutter release button and let her rip. If you give your autofocus system enough time to acquire focus on the subject, then Mike guarantees it won't let you down. The D300 autofocus is nothing short of phenomenal and will easily focus on demanding subjects like birds, kids, soccer players, and yes, even go-karts. Now, interest has definitely increased in our 4-day Advanced Digital Workflow series of workshops. And we have two big events scheduled this year in San Francisco and in Dallas. At this workshop, we'll have a full complement of high-end printers and screen calibration equipment. Our days will be filled with detailed instruction and daily printing sessions. We have scheduled a full day of Nikon Capture NX tutorials and another full day of Photoshop tutorials. Additionally, we have asked the image doctors, Rick Walker and Jason Odell, to come and present on the best practices for digital workflow based on their extensive knowledge of Capture NX and digital technology. These 4 days are packed full of information that you can't afford to miss. So that's all from Mike this week, and he will hopefully be back next week in time to get on News Flash with some more tips and some more news. Thank you very much, Mike. Moving on to a bit of news from Nikon, Capture NX and Camera Control Pro have been updated to support the new releases of Nikon's D60 and the new tilt-shift lenses. And these updates, if you have any of this new equipment, are available for both Windows and Macintosh OSs. Now, Nikonians ourselves, we are chock full of news and all sorts of exciting things. First, if you are new to Nikonians, maybe you've caught some of our podcasts and not sure what membership is all about, please check us out and try us for free. You can test drive a silver level membership for no cost at all and see what we have to offer you. So check that out at www.nikonians.org. It's that simple. Now, for existing members, we have passed the Loyal Membership Act of 2008. And the first proclamation of this act is that all existing members will get a free 6-month membership extension simply by purchasing a Markins ball head or a Gitzo tripod from our Photo Pro Shop. So if you were going to buy one anyway, check out the prices in our Pro Shop and get an extension on your membership for nothing at all. That's pretty kind of neat. And did you ever really want an excuse to just simply chat with other Nikonians and increase your NAS? Well, how about a Nikonians convention? Yep, just for us users. We have one in the works for just before PMA in March 2009. So if you'd be interested, there's some feedback going on in the forums already. Definitely let us know if you might come out and join us and what you'd like to see happen when a bunch of Nikonians get together. And you can find that in the Travel and Meet forum. Now, speaking of forums, some discussions of popularity or of random interest in the cafe this week include one all about insurance advice for your camera. So if you're investing in all these hot new technology, see what other people have to say about their experiences in insuring it. And it looks like your homeowner's policy might be the best place to start taking a look. Another interesting thread is called Don't Try This at Home. And I'll just let you go find that and take a look. It's pretty funny. And finally, a very interesting topic is called charismatic photography, or photographer, actually. What do you expect to see in a photographer, maybe walking around? Should you stand out from the crowd, or should you kind of blend in and be able to take those candid shots? So give us your 2 cents, because we're always definitely interested in hearing from everybody on these kinds of subjects. Now, my forum of the week this week is Black and White, the film and digital pictures taken without color. So if you're into black and white or you're trying to get into black and white, check out that particular forum and see what other people are doing. And kind of along those lines, my choice photo is called Modern Daguerreotype, which is really interesting. Now, for those of you who have been listening for a while, you might notice that I haven't had a contest in a while. And just so you know, I've got a couple of those in the works, so keep tuning in and find out how you might be able to, win some cool stuff. That's what we're about in contests. It's winning some cool stuff from Nikonians. Well, that's all for me this week. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please definitely drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum, or you may email me at newsflash@nikonians.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.